clouds with morning rain starting up and increasing likely through the day. By afternoon, the wind shifts with a cold front coming in. 70s will drop through the 60s, 50s, and then 40s. Early morning Sunday, gusty and dry, 30s. Breezy, partly cloudy skies Sunday afternoon and a high into the upper 40s to near 50. Martin Luther King Day Monday, sunshine with a high into the middle 50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Again, once in a blue moon, New Orleans Stamp Fest, exhibiting tons of numismatic and philatelic material. Friday, February 11th, 10 to 6. Saturday, February 12th, 10 to 4. At the Wyndham Gardens Hotel, 6401 Veterans Boulevard, Metairie. I-10, exit 225. Free parking, free admission, hourly door prizes, sponsored by the Crescent City Stamp Club. More information and dealer inquiries at 504-335-5219.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome aboard. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. A big welcome to our friends joining us online at WGSO.com, on the dial at 990 AM, on the mobile devices with the TuneIn Radio and Simple Radio apps. We're so pleased you're with us. We're going to be opening up our phone lines in a minute, and it's an open line, so any topic you want to address, fair game. Here's how you do it. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 504-556-9696. You can also email comments to Jeff, J-E-F-F, at WGSO.com. I'm Jeff Brewer.
I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we're live and direct on this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. A lot of people did not work today, but some did. And obviously, on the morning show, Mimi, I talked about it, had some interesting African-American guests. One was a lady named Barbara from Harlem, who was outstanding. She's a conservative lady who is working to wake up some of the folks in her community about what the Democrat Party is really all about. And she got her start really on talk radio up in New York and did a great job on the program today, and also visited with your good friend, Albert Guillory, and
who's running for lieutenant governor.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It is very.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And wanted to bring them on because, you know, the media narrative is that every black person is a Democrat. You know,
right.
You've got just, you have no choice. You're just a Democrat, and that's it. You got to be a Democrat. And I think more and more that's changing.
Well, I mean, don't forget Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Yeah, right. He did say that, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's sort of a racist.
But, you know, I don't, there's some people that are like, what, you know, there's no, you know, there's the Martin Luther King Day, but there's no, you know, George Washington Day or, you know, like all of that stuff.
What I don't, President's Day.
I don't mind it at all, because if there was ever a time to heed Martin Luther King's message, it is right now. With all this critical race theory, He would never, ever tell anyone that they are oppressors and the oppressed. That's not what he was about.
Mm-hmm.
He was about coming together as a community. He was about lifting people up. He was a philosopher.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he's also about judging people by the what? Content of their character, not the color of their skin. And that seems to be overlooked. And of course, it's so, now everything is about color.
I'm hoping some progressives will pick up a book on this very day.
Right. He was
And read about him.
Unlike Black Lives Matter, he was nonviolent.
Right. They're more of the Malcolm X side of things.
Mm-hmm.
By any means necessary.
The Mao Zedong side of things. Right. The Cultural Revolution, because the founders are Maoists.
But you know, Malcolm X came around mm-hmm. to more of the Martin Luther King side, and they killed him.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot to talk about here. Of course, we're also following all the hot topics of the day, everything from election law. Biden is now touting voting rights on Martin Luther King Day. He went down to Georgia last week, Mimi, and
the devil went down to Georgia?
The devil went down to Georgia, and he said that those that did not support this voting rights bill were akin to Bull Connor, akin to George Wallace. Those are two Democrats, by the way.
He was looking for a soul to steal.
Right. But I love how they invoke these images of Democrats from the past and saying the Republicans that don't support this bill are like the Democrats that Joe Biden used to cozy up to, all the segregationists in the Senate. And by the way, we can never forget he gave the eulogy at the funeral of KKK Senate leader Robert KKK Byrd, who was a big Democrat.
I have a George Wallace story. I mm-hmm. think I ran it by you the other day, but my mom, she went to school right outside of Selma, and George Wallace drove up, and he gets out of the car, and he says, "You wanted a bridge? We built a bridge," and got right back in his limousine. He was a little drunk, I think, but it's really, I think that's a funny story.
And so your mom knows all about all this from growing up in that area, right?
Well, she went to college right outside.
Mm-hmm.
She had an interesting story about the Freedom Riders.
Yeah.
She was doing research, and she went to a black church. She spoke to some Freedom Riders. She was in the car with them, and she noticed that she was being watched. And the next thing you know, the president of the university is telling her, "You can't do that. You can't get in a car with them. You can't be seen.
Wow.
You can't talk to them."
So who was watching her? Law enforcement?
Yes. And they went to the president of the university and told him.
That your mom was meeting
with
them.
Was talking to mm-hmm. Freedom Riders, and they wanted to know why she was doing that.
Mm. Wow.
It was just for a paper.
Yeah. Well, for whatever reason, it's America. You should be able to talk to whoever you want to, right?
Right.
504-556-9696. And speaking of America, we're in the process of losing it as these crazed Democrats continue with their policies. A new poll out shows that 59% of Democrats favor the government confining unvaccinated Americans to their homes. The Salt Lake Tribune, a newspaper there, made the same plea in editorial. That if you're unvaccinated, you should not be allowed out of your home. You should be imprisoned in your home. And this is what a Rasmussen poll found. This is what Democrats like these editorial writers at the Salt Lake Tribune are saying. And more of these folks in the Biden administration view this as well. Your thoughts?
Well, Australia's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, France wants to do it, I believe. This poor... Jovac? What's his name, the tennis player?
Novak Djokovic.
Djokovic, that's it.
He's Serbian. He's the number one player in the world.
Right.
He was going for his 21st Grand Slam. He's won the Australian Open 9 times, and he would have won again.
You know,
and said he could come, and then once he gets down there, then they reverse themselves, and they kick him out.
And he can't go back there for 3 years.
Right.
And now France is... kind of doing the same thing. So now they've just ruined this man's career.
Well, they've also ruined their sports because he's the number one player in the world.
Right.
So, you know, that's how idiotic these people are. 504-556-9696. It's, of course, He Said, She Said on WGSO. 990 AM, WGSO.com. Also, Mimi, some local news we're following. And
wait, can we just address James Carville on Meet the Press?
Yeah, go ahead.
With his Mardi Gras shirt and his Rex hat. And he's talking about serious issues. I just don't think that was a good look.
He's
already got a very interesting look.
He's a clown.
Yeah.
He comes across as a clown.
If I wasn't from here, I probably would have been like, what is going on?
He's either got an LSU cap on.
No, and that, I know.
Saints cap on.
He never dresses up.
He's always talking in slang. He's rude. He talks like he's, you know, Mr. Super Expert. And I just think he, I don't think he does ourselves any favor here.
Well, he did say for the progressives to stop whining.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
504-556-9696. I did see that, and I think you're right. You know, I guess he wants everyone to know he's a member of Rex. I guess that's what he's saying.
But nobody else knows what that is.
Yeah. Well, he's, you know, code, I guess. It's all those, you
it's
know.
It's a code.
Yeah, Mardi Gras. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we've got New Orleans, where the voters there, 65%, reelected LaToya Cantrell, a woman who has been a total disaster, a woman who has failed at everything, a woman who shouldn't be in any kind of public position because I don't think she's got the leadership skills, the temperament, the ability.
Oh, her temperament's...
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible.
So today, she uses a Martin Luther King ceremony to call for social justice... and to cry violent crime. But, you know, all those that are working for social justice don't like incarceration. They don't like deterrent. They don't like putting people in jail. They like to blame white people for discrimination and racism and everything. And I'm wondering, how does that fit in with black-on-black crime that's going on in New Orleans, where we have a DA, a sheriff that are socialist, judges that are liberal, police officers that are 500 too few to be out there to maintain order in the streets, and revolving door criminal justice system, George Soros electing all these candidates. How does that fit in?
Well, where's the justice for the victims of the crimes? Where's the justice for the blacks that live in their neighborhoods and they can't take their trash out without somebody, you know, shooting or carjacking or... Where's that?
But it's not just in the black neighborhoods.
No, it's not. But
crime
is
now uptown.
It's primarily, and, I don't feel bad saying that.
We just had several carjackings on Palmer Avenue, State Street.
Around Tulane.
Audubon, Adams, all these places around Tulane, Uptown, Loyola. These are places historically that were never
crime-ridden. We can separate the carjackings from the murders. The murders are not necessarily uptown.
Well, it just takes one wrong move and a carjacking can turn into a murder.
Right.
All right. Hang on. We'll take a brief time out, take care of some business, and then we'll come back and open up our phone lines. 504-556-9696. Come join us. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, James O'Keefe joins us at Project Veritas. Michelle Hurst as Ringside All-Star checks in. And we'll get the latest on social media from Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Are you one of many people in the New Orleans area looking to get your roof replaced or repaired? If so, let me recommend Dell's Roofing. They've been in the business since 1982. Dell and his crew get the job done according to the manufacturer's specification. That's Dell's guarantee. One customer said Dell did their roof after Hurricane Katrina, and guess what? No damage for Hurricane Ida. Well, call Dell and get your free estimate at 504-402-7013 or visit dellsroofing.com. Are you one of many people in the New Orleans area looking to get your roof replaced or repaired? If so, let me recommend Dell's Roofing. They've been in the business since 1982. Dell and his crew get the job done according to the manufacturer's specification. That's Dell's guarantee. One customer said Dell did their roof after Hurricane Katrina, and guess what? No damage for Hurricane Ida. Well, call Dell and get your free estimate at 504-402-7013 or visit dellsroofing.com. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable, and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
Going on. It's he said, she said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
Mimi Cruer.
And Mimi, you ready to take some calls?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. 504-556-9696 is your ticket into the program. And let's kick it off with our friend Matthew in Metairie. Good evening. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Well, just read on Citizens Free Press. Mexico has no restrictions on entering into their country. And you can buy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine over the counter. That was in the comments section.
Wow.
So
Mexico, here we come.
Apparently, Mexico is smarter than Dr. Television.
No, it's Dr. Doom and Gloom, Dr.
Well,
Science.
Forever, you could buy any prescription drug in Mexico. When I was a flight attendant, we'd fly down there and get our antibiotics, or we'd get, you know, whatever we wanted. So I'm not surprised.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to know. yes, I am home right now with the dreaded Omicron. I popped positive on my test. Yes.
Really? So fill us in. How are you feeling?
Sore throat, but it's mainly the sore throat thing.
How's your smell and taste?
It's fine. As a matter of fact, I smell something now and it's making me hungry. But the biggest danger I'm in is that my wife might shoot me if I get out of the spare room too much.
You know, it's interesting how people have different symptoms, and hearing about all these different people that have it, yet they've got a variety of different symptoms, and I guess it affects different people in different ways.
Well, I got over it.
I was watching a podcast over the weekend, and this woman who I think she works in skilled nursing or something, and she was like, well, I don't understand how I didn't get it. And the doctor said, well, let's take a sample of your blood. And sure enough, she had already had it, never had a symptom.
Right.
So have you had it before? Was this your first time with it or second
time? Yeah,
this
is my first time. Yes. Okay. And by the way, General Milley also has popped positive too. You know, and he's triple vaccinated and wears an N95 mask everywhere.
Well, you're vaccinated as well, are you not?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, I'm just getting over it, and I want to tell you, Matthew, I'm just getting over it, and it affected my smell and my taste to the point where I couldn't eat.
Well, you had Delta.
It was like a metallic taste that lasted about 3 to 4 days. I couldn't go near the kitchen if Jeff was cooking in there. I was like,
which is a rarity.
I can't. I think I ate turkey sandwiches for 4 days, but you know, it was. Other than that, it was no problem.
You
I hope it's a mild case for you, Matthew. I hope you're not going to be out for long and can get back in the swing of things soon.
Hopefully so. It'll probably be. All right, ciao.
Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Get some sleep. That's Matthew in Metairie. So, yeah, I mean, this Omicron has been just all over the place.
You know, you would think that if people were dying from Omicron, they blast that all over the news.
Right.
That would be something, and they're not. All they talk about is cases. So when you go to the Walgreens, when you go to the CVS, when you drive up to the drive-thrus, when you go to the hospital, they put in there you have COVID, okay? But you may be asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm.
So it drives the cases up.
Yeah.
And then we're in our homes. I just want to stress, do not take a test if you feel fine.
Yeah.
Because number one, you're keeping the test from other people who might need it.
And by the way, you know, you're convinced you had it, and I agree with you, you had it. But two tests you took both show that you were negative or you did not have it.
I had it.
But, I mean, the test showed you didn't have
it. Right. And then I read an article that said don't take these home tests, brands, because they were giving false positives and false negatives.
Yeah. So who do you trust? 504-556-9696. The lady I talked to today who had it, vaccinated. So, I mean, it seems like people are getting it whether they're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And the vaccinated lady that I talked to who had it, had a severe case of it.
Yeah.
And was down for, and was in much more symptoms than you had.
Right.
And she had fever. She was, I mean, down for a long time.
And who
time.
Knows what variant?
Yeah.
I don't know if Delta's gone. Who knows? They don't have individual tests to tell you.
Yeah. All of it is confusing. I think people need to just get back to life. 504-556-9696. A triple vaccinated Swiss Olympic athlete diagnosed with myocarditis, which is happening time and time again to those that are very fit, in great shape. You've seen the videos of soccer players and basketball players falling over. And those are people that are experiencing, I think, reactions to these vaccines.
High school players?
Yeah, right.
With the myocarditis?
Yeah. Well, this is a star runner who confirmed to a Swiss newspaper she was triple vaccinated and did not have COVID, yet she had myocarditis. And it is something that makes her feel tired. Her heart rate shot up. And the doctor diagnosed it. And, you know, sadly, I guess she's going to have to be dealing with that. And that can be a serious situation.
Well, just everybody... pay attention. If you notice a lot of people having heart attacks, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. I also know, or I don't know, but I suspect that Betty White died from her booster and Bob Saget died from...
That's your theory.
I'm conspiracizing.
Okay. That's your theory.
I really do think that.
504-556-9696. It's WGSO, 990 AM, and of course, WGSO.com. One other issue, then we'll go back to the phone calls. You know, we've been talking about Biden and what is going on with Biden. Well, the new presidential tracking poll shows that his approval rating is still in the 30s, 39% approval rating in this poll. But he's got a 60% disapproval rating, Mimi, which is extremely high. And 49% of the people strongly disapprove of him. Only 18% strongly approve. So that gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 31, which I think is worse than anything Trump ever had.
Let me tell you, the big lie is that he won.
Well, we know that.
He didn't win.
We know that.
You don't attract thousands upon thousands of people at your rallies. I mean, just all that. Go by what you see. Mm-hmm. It was pretty obvious. The man, Trump flies anywhere. They come from everywhere. They were lining up in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Where was he just?
Arizona.
And 6 a.m. for a rally that was at nighttime.
So do you think Biden would have people show up six minutes early?
Watch. I want to know the ratings for when he has his little press conference tomorrow.
Well, it's Wednesday. He's going to have it. He's
Wednesday.
Gonna have it, or Thursday. Whenever the anniversary is, I guess, of his 1 year in office. What a disaster.
Oh, I read that the Republicans are planning to point out all of his failings. The senators.
Okay. Well, that could take days. I don't know how long.
No, but they plan to
aside.
They plan to rebut.
That could take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
504-556-9696. Jim Jordan said that they're going to be investigating Fauci after the GOP retakes the House, which is good news. If they retake the House, they need to do what Glenn Youngkin and crew are doing in Virginia. Hit the ground running. Immediate investigations.
Fire people.
Immediate firings. And unlike Trump, when he first took office, he didn't know any better because he was new. They need a clean house in the federal government. Get rid of all these leftover liberals and bring in a whole new slate of people.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree?
Especially at the FBI.
But the Virginia governor is doing a great thing. He started with 7 executive orders, 2 executive directives, getting rid of mask mandates, getting rid of vaccine mandates, cutting regulations, getting out of a greenhouse gas cooperative, and getting rid of critical race theory. And that's all in day 1.
Okay, let's talk about CRT.
Day one.
The left can say that CRT is not being taught in our schools because they're not calling it CRT. They did that whole bait and switch where they changed the name. It's diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I know this because they did it at my daughter's school. And they're doing it on the North Shore in St. Tammany. And they're doing it, at Sacred Heart. They're doing it everywhere. And they call it that. Now, I researched it. They act like, well, there's no active group that's pushing this. Yes, there is. I wish I could research back in my notes so I could remember what they're called. But it is a group. Mm-hmm. It's a nonprofit. And they teach you how to run.
Yeah. Well,
DEI in your school.
I would prefer to call it DIE.
Die.
Yes. Diversity, inclusion, and equity.
Right.
I think that's the way.
And the
thing
about equity is it's not equity. It should be equality.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all want to treat each other equal.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll never be equity.
Yeah. We should have equal opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Allow people to succeed to the best of their ability. 504-556-9696. It's He Said, She Said right here on WGSO. We're going to take a brief time out, take care of some business, get the latest from Louisiana Radio Network. Then back with more of your phone calls right after this.
Hey, folks, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest and best pizza parlor in New Orleans. Wayne Del Corral opened New York Pizza in 1980, and it's been a favorite of locals and visitors ever since. Just like Wayne did in the 1980s, his sons, Quinn and Dylan, are now running the restaurant. New York Pizza was the first one in the city to open after Hurricane Ida, and their menu features some of my favorite pizzas, such as the Bronx, the Brooklyn Barbecue, the Queens, and the delicious Big Apple. The pizza is thin like New York style, but with a French style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that's unforgettable. Next to New York Pizza is the Bronx Bar, also operated by the Del Corral family, located at 441618 Magazine Street in New Orleans. For more information, visit NewYorkPizzaNola.com or call 891-2376. And if you mention Jeff Cruera Ringside Politics, you get a 10% discount. Do you want to be a member of the Louisiana State Legislature? Do you respect women's sports and the Second Amendment? Could you protect women's sports and the Second Amendment in the Louisiana State Legislature? We would like your opinion. Email help@rhinorecall.la. That's help@rhinorecall.la. Rhino is R-I-N-O. Help, H-E-L-P, at rhinorecall.la. LA. Do you want to be a member of the Louisiana State Legislature? Do you respect women's sports and the Second Amendment? Could you protect women's sports and the Second Amendment in the Louisiana State Legislature? We would like your opinion. Email help@rhinorecall.la. That's help@rhinorecall.la. Rhino is R-I-N-O. Help, H-E-L-P, at rhinorecall.la.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The entire coastal town of Grand Isle has finally had electricity restored after Hurricane Ida caused massive damage to the Barrier Islands infrastructure. Here's Jeff Palermo.
Mayor David Camberdale says getting the power back for all of Grand Isle during the coldest month of the year is a significant development in their recovery.
That's a huge milestone. You know, they finally done it right.
Camberdale says that's because most of the infrastructure that delivers the power is now underground.
It does save a lot of money in the long run, you know.
He says the island has running water, but still working on getting natural gas and internet fully operational.
The progress is going well. We're asking everybody to hang tight.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
It's no secret that New Orleans has been plagued by a slew of carjackings in recent weeks, some at gunpoint. NOPD says they've arrested four people they believe are connected with five carjackings that happened in broad daylight this past Saturday. Police are thankful no one was hurt. They say more such arrests are coming. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news on LRN.
First, it was hand sanitizer. Then it was toilet paper. And now the latest shortage, LSU wins on the football field.
A lot of things are in short supply right now, but LSU News is not one of those things. You can follow along with all the latest updates on LSU sports with Tiger Rag Magazine.
Football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, gymnastics, track, we've got it all. Tiger Rag.
On newsstands. Online at TigerRag.com.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Rob, age 22.
I got COVID in September of 2020, and a few weeks later, I started to have long-term problems. I used to run 5 to 6 miles a day. Now, when I walk up a flight of stairs, I'm gasping for air. It feels like my brain is clouded and I can't think straight.
Getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is the best way to prevent long COVID. Learn more at voicesoflongcovid.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
Your children, your medical freedom, your religion, and your values are all worth fighting for. And by that, I do not mean complaining about the government on Facebook or Twitter. That's not fighting, that's just a waste of time. Fighting is when you force a politician to agree with you because you're right. At the Home Defense Foundation, our record in the state legislature is now 39 wins and no losses. When we back a proposed law, it passes. And when we oppose it, it loses, it fails. Why not fight for your values? Fight and win. Check out hdfnola.org and come to one of our meetings. All our activities are free. hdfnola.org.
Are you tired of being labeled an extremist because you're a conservative? Are you tired of being deplatformed? Are you frustrated with constant censorship? If so, join free-thinking Americans who believe in the First Amendment that are joining YourSpot.com. That's YoreSpot.com. At YourSpot, you'll be uncensored. Free speech is allowed. This site believes in unity and community and treats everyone as members of a family. Unlike big tech, YourSpot does not on debates or get involved as a referee. Of course, threats of violence are prohibited, pornography is not allowed, and all children are protected. YourSpot also places a premium on security. Google tracks none of their users. America is ready for YourSpot. Join us at YoreSpot.com, where the First Amendment is celebrated and you can enjoy your uncensored free speech rights once again.
said, she said on WGSO. I'm Jeff Cruer.
Mimi Cruer.
And Mimi, you ready to take some more calls?
Sure. Let's go.
All right. 504-556-9696 to check in. Hey, let's go to our good friend from the Buckeye State, the great state of Ohio and Cincinnati, Cash Money, calling in. Hey, Cash, how are you? Good evening.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Mimi. How are you tonight?
Hey. Good.
Hey, doing great.
I want to talk about the recall, but before we do, a couple comments. That's a great analogy, Mimi, on the two stars going down. Betty White just days before she turns 100, and then, of course, Bob Saget. And yeah, I'm not shocked about anything we're seeing these days. I don't trust none of it. As far as the shots, notice, they even want to mail them to the house. They've approved Medicare and Medicaid to pay, and there could be 60 million people on Medicare, and they're going to approve up to 8 reimbursements per month. It's all about the money. I mean, the hustle is so thick, it ain't even funny anymore. But let's talk about the recall. I got to that website. I checked it out a little bit. I got to thinking here. Why aren't we asking the voters who actually voted? Why do we got to wait for the map to be redrawn and then go ask a new set of people? The people who actually voted are the ones they want to recall it. So we should be able to ask the people that were within the lines at the time of the vote.
There's a law in Louisiana.
I know. I understand. That's just how thick that manipulation is. How are we ever going to fix that with legislation?
And here's the interesting thing, Cash. That the guy was initially elected with just 1,700 votes, yet now we're going to have to get 6,300 to recall him.
Well,
25,000 approximately registered voters in the district. They require one quarter of the population to sign a petition.
And are we going to go less people?
25,000. It's a third. What's that?
Are there going to be less voters within the new lines or more voters within the new lines?
They're going to try to keep all the districts roughly the same population, and they won't be able to raise
or change that number on us at a later date.
Not
you need 8,500 now.
Not too much. They're going to try to keep it roughly the same, but we're monitoring that closely.
And you say they have to be completed by the 15th of March. What happens if they not?
Well, that's the end of the set. That's when the new session starts. So they're going to have to come up with the new lines by the end of the special session on redistricting. It might only last a few days. We have to see. So it depends on what they can negotiate with the governor and the liberals. Because remember, the governor is a liberal Democrat. He has veto power. So we'll see what they come up with. They're going to try to negotiate something.
Well, I just feel like it's going to get pushed to the last minute and my trip will get backed up. Boy, you know I want to be down there bad.
Yeah, well, you're coming down to work on it. We understand. Looking forward to seeing you. But we'll
keep
you posted
on it, my friend.
Thank
you, Jeff. Have a great evening.
All right, my friend. Thank you, sir. So what also is interesting is what they're trying to do in this redistricting session. The Democrats want another congressional district.
Right.
So they're going to try to put together another district that is minority-majority. And we'll see if they're successful at doing that. Because right now we have five congressional districts that are Republican, one that are Democrats. Democrats want to take another one, so that it would be two of the six that are Democrats.
I don't know why we're always changing the lines.
After every 10 years, after every census, they redistrict.
Mm-hmm.
And here's another fun fact: Louisiana has lost two congressional seats in the past 20 years. We lost one in 1990. We lost one in 2010. We're on the verge of losing another one. We didn't during this session, but we could very well lose it in 2030. It's because our population is not keeping up with other states. It's because we had this liberal Democrat governor here who's been such a disaster. Other states around us, Texas and Florida, are doing so well. We know that. We got family there, friends.
Even Alabama.
Alabama doing better.
I mean, people are moving.
Mississippi is talking about getting rid of the income tax.
People are moving in droves.
And we're dealing with this liberal governor who's such a disaster. He's so anti-business. He's so pro-government, pro-tax, that has been very detrimental to the state. And if people try to make a living here, you know, Mimi, all the listeners know, my son is in Austin now. I'm sure that if he would have had an opportunity, it was just as good here, he would have stayed here.
Well, but as you say, he's in Texas and there's no income. What is it? No income tax. Florida. No income tax.
Tennessee. No income tax. And Mississippi is looking at it. So, as I said the other day to Cameron Henry at the Home Defense Foundation meeting, we need to get on board quickly. I mean, it's about time, you know, we started doing some things here to be competitive. 504-556-9696 to join us. Let's welcome Miss Janice, who's checking in from the Crescent City. Hey, Miss Janice. Good evening.
Hey, welcome. Guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing great.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. No, I called about two things. I don't understand why Biden's all, you know, twisting the knot about voting. Because as far as I know, anybody can vote. I mean, you know, I think what they want, though, is they want to fix it, though, where the people that are just walking over the border coming in, you know, like it's Price is Right, come on down. They can vote. And, you know, and that would definitely be wrong. But, I mean, I don't see where the people can't vote. You know, I really don't. I've never heard where people can't register to vote. Now, insofar as what y'all got to talking about, asymptomatic, I guess you all know this. I guess you realize this. If you're asymptomatic, it does mean, you know, you have COVID. It just means that you don't have, you know, you're lucky enough not to have all the, like you said, no taste and you know, fever and all this kind of thing going on. But, yes, you can have COVID, be asymptomatic, all the more reason why people need to cover their face. Because they can go out there and they can get the COVID and they can also spread the COVID and not even know they have it.
And but isn't that a good thing? Isn't that a good thing if you don't know you have it?
No, that's not a good thing if you don't know you have it and you go out there and don't cover your face. Yes, it's a good thing if you don't know you have it. All the more reason. I mean, it's good, yeah, if you don't have the fever and the chills and all the stuff. Yeah, it's good for you. But my point is, if you go out into the streets and you don't cover your face,
well, Ms.
Janice,
while
it's good for you, it could be bad for somebody else.
I'm here to share with you what the CDC just admitted.
What they said?
They admitted that thin cloth masks provide the least protection against COVID-19. The expert on CNN said that cloth masks are not appropriate for this pandemic. They're of little to no use.
Well,
the only thing that really does any good is what's called an N95
mask. I don't have money for that. I have a cloth mask that I can wash over and over in a washing machine.
Otherwise, you're doing nothing, according to CNN's experts.
According to them. Well, that's their opinion. But I just do the best I can. And, I mean, I can't afford those N95 masks. You don't get too many of them in a pack. They're kind of expensive. And, I mean, unless somebody wants to pay my property tax next month, then maybe I could get me some.
Yeah, well, that's just what the CDC.
I want to fix the income, and I'm doing the very best I can in life.
They're finally conceding that cloth masks do not protect you. So I think it's maybe more of a psychological thing. Maybe you feel better having a cloth mask.
Well, and they're starting to come around and say we need to get on with our lives. We need to just recognize that you're just chasing after something that you're never going to be able to control.
Yeah, so
and
I hope it'll go away because I'm tired of living this way. I really am.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, triple
then live.
Like this, and I would like it to eventually go away. I truly would.
Well, then live your life.
If I just go out and live my life, I could get the COVID. Let me tell you, you know that radio host Glenn Beck? He was unvaccinated. He got it twice. This is his second time he's got it, and he says now it's in his lungs. So, look, I've been lucky. I know that if you get vaccinated, you can still get it. I understand that. There's a radio host at another radio station.
Talk to a lady today who had a bad case of it, Ms. Janice, who was vaccinated, double, triple vaccinated, boosted.
Well, I know somebody. Yeah, I know somebody. Right, I know somebody that happened to. But he's not in the hospital. Scoot of WWL is not in the hospital.
Okay.
So that's the good part for him. He was triple vaxxed, too, and he got it just recently.
Yeah.
It's people with four or more comorbidities that are the ones that end up in the hospital.
No, children. A six-year-old died.
Children
a
do not. No, there's
anybody
only like.
Anybody can get this. Anyone of any age.
All right.
Can get.
But they don't know.
My 38-year-old
their bodies
okay.
have an immune system that they can fight it.
Miss Janice,
no,
I appreciate the call.
Don't.
We got to roll. We got to roll.
Never mind, Mimi. I've
break.
Sent you things
okay.
on Facebook.
All right. Send. You can send us some more information.
I was reading. There's
she's
only
passionate
like
about
300
that.
People. 300 children
yeah.
that have gotten the Rona.
Right.
There's all kind of statistics out there.
You know what's more harmful to you kids? Making them go to school with masks on.
They're super, super scared.
Making them take these vaccines, which I think could lead to what we talked about earlier, myocarditis, could lead to
strokes with blood clots
problems. I mean, if I had a kid in grammar school right now, there is no way in the world I would allow that kid to be
young kids
vaccinated.
Learning to read, they need to be able to see their teacher's mouth.
And we just determined the CDC just recognized the cloth masks do nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Well, the Archdiocese has put out a letter that they're not requiring masks.
Yeah.
At Catholic schools.
Well, get ready for the big push is going to be to switch to an N95 or a KN95 mask.
I think we're supposed to get them, I think, from the government. I just read today that New Orleans is handing out counterfeit N95s.
But what's interesting is this piece in the Federalist says, yes, N95s are more effective than cloth masks, and we've been saying that from the beginning, but hazmat suits are more effective too. But that doesn't mean we should all walk around the grocery store like we're in a post-apocalyptic world of toxic fumes. All right, let's take our final break. We'll come back with more. It is He Said, She Said right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Hey, folks, it's Jeff Rivera.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, James O'Keefe joins us at Project Veritas. Michelle Hurst as Ringside All-Star checks in. And we'll get the latest on social media from Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO. Southern Legal Clinics is a family-owned business. Three brothers, Stephen, Tim, and Pat Rooney, and two nieces, Kristen and Courtney Rooney. They have been in business for over 40 years. They treat their clients as family. The law firm has six offices in Southeast Louisiana, and they've handled thousands of criminal and civil cases in 17 different parishes over the last 40 years in the federal, state, and parish courts. They offer extensive criminal and civil litigation experience, handling estate planning, succession, wills, bankruptcy, domestic law, and personal injury. Their fees are very reasonable and they offer free consultations. Their attorneys have given back to the community and have volunteered countless hours of time, coaching, serving on boards, and being active members of civic organizations. For more information, visit SouthernLegalClinics.com or call 504-455-4185.
On this busy Monday, I'm Jeff Cruer.
Mimi Cruer.
And we're taking calls at 504-556-9696. Let's get the other side of the political equation. Caller, researcher, guest, contributor, host, author, heartthrob, rascal of talk radio from Atlanta, David Bellinger, a.k.a. the Flaming Liberal, is with us. Good evening, sir. Welcome.
Good evening to everyone. You know, Ann Coulter said that Trump is a liar, a cheat, and he's finished. Give some applause to Ann Coulter. Jeff, George Washington.
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. You're a very informed person. George Washington was the father of our country. We honor him for that. He was also a slave owner, which is a horrible, wretched thing to do, but we don't honor him for that. Thomas Jefferson wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and he plagiarized it. But we honored Thomas Jefferson for being a president. And you know, you read an email Oh, and by the way, Donald Trump is a philanderer and an adulterer, no doubt about it. You read an email from somebody attacking the great, my hero, Martin Luther King on a holiday today, calling him a philanderer, a plagiarist. Well, we don't honor him for anything like that. We honor him because he stood for civil rights. He advanced the civil rights movement. And I hope you would agree with me, that was a very noble cause.
I've got no problem with a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. I think it should be recognized. I think he was someone that was an extremely unique and talented person. I mean, he's got flaws, obviously. A lot of flaws.
You said he's one of a kind.
About Dr. King.
But as you point out, the founding fathers did, everybody's got flaws, right?
Right. But we honor Dr. King for his great work. He sacrificed his life so sanitation workers could have better working conditions and better pay. That was a very noble cause. I'm sorry you couldn't find some emails from people in your audience praising Dr. King, but you chose to read the emails from despicable liberal.
Let me say this. I get emails from a lot of people. I read some of them. I don't read all of them. There might have been even worse emails than that as far as negative about Dr. King. But I had two guests on. They were African-Americans. They both spoke highly of Dr. King.
Right. They politicized.
Flaming Liberal. I thank you for your call, sir. I thank you for your call. I spoke highly of him as well. I thank you for your call. And of course, he points out that I read some emails, and I read. I mean, people have different opinions. They're callers that call in that have negative views. And it's called talk radio.
I find it interesting that he had to say that Trump was a philanderer. Mm-hmm. He just has to always bring up Trump. It's the whataboutisms. But I'm going to tell you this, as a history major.
Is there a bigger philanderer than Bill Clinton?
Well, she's about to spill the beans. So, Ghislaine, whatever.
Maxwell.
She's going to spill eight Joes.
Gillen.
Right. But back to Martin Luther King. There is a makeup of a man. He did a lot of things. So in his professional side, there's no refuting that. But he's also a man. And I think that we tended to lift him up on a pedestal. And he is a reverend who was cheating on his wife. Look what we did to David Vitter for the same thing, okay? So we can't just say, oh, well, because we agree with them, you can't take this mm-hmm. because, you know, that's not how life works.
Well, it's a balanced account. He's trying to be balanced in talking about the founding fathers, and he's criticizing people for giving negative views of Martin Luther King Jr. I think on balance, he's certainly a tremendous leader compared to the some of the leaders we have now, such as Reverend Al Sharpton and others. Let's give the final word to Rusty, who is with us in Jefferson. Hey, Rusty, you'll have the final word this evening.
Yes, good evening to you guys. Listen, I heard Mimi say that she was sick, but she assumed that she had the virus. And my point in calling is I know people right now that assume they have the virus, but I wonder what happened to the flu. I mean, everyone's in a panic. If they get the virus, it's almost as though life comes to an end. I've never had the virus. I hope I don't have it. I'm not trying to be insensitive to people that got it. But it seems to me the flu it's very deadly, too. My father went into the hospital, and he was healthy just for a checkup. He caught the flu when he was there, and he died in the hospital a few days later.
Sorry about that, Rusty. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock, but I'm glad you made that point.
Let me explain it real quick.
20 seconds.
That test they give you also will test you for the flu. So they adjust mm-hmm. that, and then it's for COVID now.
Thank you, Rusty. Thanks to everyone who joined us today. It was a lot of fun. We'll see you next week for He Said, She Said, and tomorrow for Ringside Politics. Keep it right here on WGSO. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO, 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Tuesday, James O'Keefe joins us at Project Veritas. Michelle Hurst as Ringside All-Star checks in. And we'll get the latest on social media from Brandon Earlbeck of YourSpot.com. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
This is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 for Ringside Politics with a Punch right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.